Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. I wanted to give a quick shout out to those of you who are sharing the podcast in your stories. It means so much to me. Just seeing who I'm helping really puts a smile on my face. I just want to make you feel good, uplift you, and help you realize the power that you have within yourself to really change your perspective into a more positive and optimistic one. Living in today's society, we are bombarded with so much content and opinions that sometimes it can cloud our own judgment. And the reason why I started this podcast is really to help you understand what truly matters in life and sticking to those core values. That's why we talk about spirituality and wellness and just self-empowerment on this podcast. And so the fact that you guys are sharing it in your stories really means a lot to me. If you guys want to follow the podcast Instagram, it's at You Are Blossoming. You can also follow me at Sonia X Singh. I share a lot of creative photography and modeling tips, as well as a little sprinkle of spirituality and wellness. A quick life update is I actually changed up my routine today, and I went to a local cafe in Fort Lauderdale. It's called Wells Coffee. If you're in the area, I highly recommend that you check it out. It was so nice to get out of my usual environment because I've been working from home for 2 years now, and I've actually never gone to a cafe to work within those 2 years. And so it was really nice to switch that up, change my scenery. And not only that, I was so focused and was able to get so much done in that span of time because I wasn't distracted with being at home or going on my phone and, you know, just kind of getting off task. It was also really nice to see a bunch of other people doing the exact same thing. And so if you're feeling a little bored within your routine, do something different. Go to a cafe, treat yourself to a nice breakfast, and work from a cafe. It's a really nice experience, and I think I'm gonna be doing that a lot more often. I feel really excited and pumped for the rest of my day because I had such a great start to it. And I think that's the most important thing in life, is to really set up your day to be successful and to have the intention that you wanna have a positive day. When we do that, we can really shape our life in a way that we want to. It's all about setting your intentions and having the right perspective. Today's episode is hacks to become magnetic as fuck. And what do I mean by becoming magnetic? When you're magnetic, your energy is attractive. When your energy is attractive in a good, positive way, positive things come to you because you are in alignment. And when you're in alignment with your highest self and your purpose, you're a happy person. These hacks that I'm going to give you to become magnetic as fuck within your day, within your life, is really going to help you shape that positive, optimistic perspective that we aim to do on this podcast. I'm going to give you 6 hacks for you to try to become magnetic as fuck and to help you get into alignment, to attract all of the manifestations that you've set intentions for. And even if you're not trying to manifest anything, which is completely fine, and all you wanna do is just learn how to be a more happy, energetic person, then this episode is gonna help you. The first hack to become magnetic as fuck is to shift your energy and decide that you are a magnetic being and embody the energy that your highest self thrives in. So how do we shift our energy? The best way to shift your energy is to set a positive intention for your day. When you wake up, you're gonna decide, okay, today my intention is to have a positive, smooth, free-flowing day. Only good things are going to happen to me. And if bad things do happen, it's okay, because we're strong enough and we know that we can overcome any obstacle that comes our way, because you know why? We're magnetic as fuck. When we set a positive intention, we set ourselves up for success. We set our day up to be what we want it to be. What energy are you gonna decide that you wanna operate in? It sounds silly to think and take that extra step in your day, but it really helps you so much. when you sit in that feeling of gratitude, in that feeling of positivity, light, and free-flowing energy, that's going to come back to you because you are emanating that vibe into the universe. And when you're emanating at that frequency, like attracts like. So positive things will come into your day. Setting intentions for yourself is the best way to shift your energy. What perspective are you going to align with that day? How are you going to have a good day? What are the things that you're going to do to set you up for success? Which leads into hack number two. When you're shifting your energy, this aligns you into the right mindset and perspective because you are creating the right attitude. The way that I see it is our choices and decisions help shape the trajectory of how our life is going to go. You can choose to be in the right mindset. You can choose to be in the right perspective. But how do you get there? The way that you get there is by putting in the work. And by really holding yourself accountable to how you truly want to feel. When you mentally prepare yourself to have a magnetic day, you're setting the bar high so you can work towards staying in that frequency. Now, I'm not saying that every single day is going to be a positive day. We're not here to spread toxic positivity. If anyone knows, it's me. I know what it's like to have those down days where you feel lost. And that's all a part of the journey and it's all a part of the process. Life, there's gonna be highs and there's gonna be lows. There's gonna be moments where we're not in the best frame of mind, but we have to really go within and understand why we're feeling that way instead of covering it up and not acknowledging our feelings because we have emotions for a reason. Dealing with your emotions in a healthy way is going to help you create that right mindset, that positive perspective that we're all looking for. This is a healthy habit to adopt because it keeps you in alignment with the energy that you want to attract, which makes you magnetic. Your highest self, your spirit guides, the universe, whatever you resonate with, always wants the best for you. And so they're going to encourage you to change your perspective because your perspective is what shapes your reality. If you choose to be happy, then you're going to be happy. If you choose to be sad, then you're going to be sad. Aligning with the right mindset is what's going to set you up for success. Again, feel your feelings, acknowledge them, understand that it's okay to not be okay sometimes, and that sometimes we have to fall in order for us to get back up. But when we switch the perspective is when we get back up. Hack number three is don't react right away. What do I mean by that? Yes, we have emotions and we're meant to feel them, but we also have to understand how to control our emotions so we don't let our emotions get the best of us. I'm a very emotional person, and this is something that I've had to learn throughout my entire lifetime. Sometimes I let my emotions get the best of me and then I start thinking the worst possible things. This is a form of self-sabotage. And obviously this is not a healthy way to live because when we act from our emotions, it can rub people the wrong way. It can make a situation even worse, or we take three steps back. Learning to not react right away and to take a moment to process your thoughts, your feelings, and emotions is really going to help you align with what's best for you. For instance, let's say somebody said something very offensive to you, and obviously it's not going to sit right with you. Sometimes you just want to put that person in their place, and sometimes the other person does deserve it. But do you want to let your emotions be in the hands of somebody else? No. We want to be able to be in control of our emotions, and we don't want other people or other outside things to control the way that we act and feel. A great example is right now with Instagram and social media, how the algorithm is not what it used to be. I've definitely felt like my self-worth was being tested because of how the algorithm on Instagram is shaping out. Every single time I posted on Instagram, I would get so frustrated because I just felt like my work wasn't being seen. And I know that so many of us are currently going through this dilemma and that we're absolutely not alone. We're riding this wave together. But wouldn't it be so much better to just create and share from your heart because you truly love it, instead of reacting in a way that is negative and questioning your self-worth because of something that you can't control? It's important to not react sometimes and to really process those thoughts and feelings and emotions before you react. And when we process those thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we can learn how to react the right way. Every action has a positive outcome or it could have a consequence. Learning how to control the way that you feel about certain things is going to help you in the long run. Because if we're constantly letting outside forces control our emotions, we're giving those outside things our power, and that's not what we want to do. We want to be in control of our power because it's our power. Our emotions determine how we feel and react. So feel your feelings, but try your best not to let little obstacles get the best of your emotions. You are in control. You're the one in power. So keep it that way. The next hack is a great one to segue into because I think it really strengthens the third hack, which is to be a kind individual and be of service to others. Give people compliments. Hold the door open for people. Say good morning. Let the car in the next lane over. It's these little things that can help make your day so much better. The greatest lesson in life is to give without expecting anything in return. When you're a nice person, things start to flow easier to you because you are a light in this world. Again, like attracts like. If you're giving somebody a compliment, you're gonna make them feel good. And when they feel good, you feel good. And it's an energetic transaction that happens between the two of you that your day can be even more positive because of that little compliment that you gave someone. Being a nice person will really get you far. And I'm not saying to be a pushover because we know our worth and we know the value that we offer. We don't get taken advantage of. Being nice doesn't mean you have to be a pushover, like I said. You can still be a kind individual and still be firm with who you are, which is why learning how to react to certain situations is gonna help you become a magnetic person. When you can be a light to others, you're inspiring them to do the same. Your positive energy will rub off onto other people, which is exactly what we want. We don't want to be surrounded by negative people. Because when we're surrounded by negative people and their thoughts and their opinions and all of that, it can definitely affect who we are. Being a person that operates in the light and operates from the heart will really get you a long way. And it'll help you align with your higher purpose in life. Because we're here to serve each other. Yes, we're here to obviously be on our own journeys and live the life that we've always wanted to live. But what's the glory in that if we can't share that with other people? We need that positive human connection because when we're positive, it's a chain reaction and it will continuously go on throughout the day. You could smile at that one person and they're gonna feel good because maybe they were feeling down and your smile brightened up their day. So then they're going to do something that will help them shift their energy and maybe be the light in someone else's day. Hack number 5 is to take mental breaks, okay? And I'm going to repeat that. Take those mental breaks. Take the time to rest and rejuvenate. This is why self-care is so important. Your body is a vessel and it deserves to have some slower moments. Yes, it's good to work and work towards your goals and have a to-do list and all of those things. It's important to obviously get things done, but it's also important to prioritize those moments in between. Whether that's going on a walk, going to the beach, taking a yoga class, hanging out with friends, going on a date, whatever that looks like to you, we want to implement those things in our life because it balances us out. To truly live a happy and successful life and to become extremely magnetic, we have to learn how to balance all of the things within our life so that way we're centered and we're aligned. Taking breaks is a positive thing to do. And I know being a creative, sometimes it's super hard to take a break because we don't want our engagement to go down or we don't want to fall behind on certain work projects. Whatever it is, your mental health is what's going to help you get to the next level. And if your mental health is unbalanced, then I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's going to be harder for you to get to the next point because you're not taking care of your mind. Like I said, your body is a vessel. Your mind is something that's going nonstop. And if you're a person that suffers with anxiety or depression, taking those mental breaks and those times to rejuvenate and recollect who you are is going to help you so much. Mental breaks is a very, very important hack to implement in your life for you to truly be a magnetic individual. The last hack and the most important one is to appreciate what you have now, but continue to hold your vision to give you something to work towards. When we appreciate what we have, we're in that frequency of gratitude. We're in that positive frequency. When we're grateful for the things that we've worked so hard for, and when we look back on how far we've come, that's what's going to ignite the fire within you to keep going. But when you're constantly complaining about your situation or you feel like life isn't fair, life is going to continue to feel unfair because you're wallowing in your own self-pity. It's okay to feel like you don't have it all together sometimes, but really understanding the true core beliefs in this life that will help you become a better person starts with appreciation. It starts with gratitude. Because this is what truly keeps you in alignment, and this is what helps you become magnetic as fuck. Of course, there will be moments where you feel off or down or like you're in a funk. It's absolutely normal. We're all humans. We're not robots. We're not created to just be happy all the time. We're gonna have those mental breakdowns sometimes. What I want you to take away from this hack specifically is that whenever this happens, try tapping into the feeling of appreciation and gratitude and learn from your shadow. Learn from those lessons, because when we're able to combine our shadow with our light, we're already upgrading and up-leveling to our highest self. To recap, to become magnetic as fuck, you're gonna shift your energy and you're gonna decide that you are a magnetic being. Then you're going to create the right mindset, get yourself into that perspective that's going to help you be magnetic. You're not gonna react right away to things. You're not gonna give your power to outside things because you are the one that's in control. Magnetic people are also very kind. Being a kind individual is going to help you become more magnetic because people are going to see that you are a down-to-earth person. And when you can touch people in their lives, that's an amazing thing for you. Continue to be of service to others because that's really going to help you become very magnetic. Remembering to take those breaks. And lastly, appreciating where you are and not projecting yourself into the future or living in the past. We're present beings, and to really be magnetic, we have to be grateful in our here and now, because that's what's gonna get you to the next step. To wrap up this episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation spirit would like for you to affirm today, this week, or whenever you're listening to this episode. When I make joy a priority, brilliant ideas will come naturally, support will surround me, and movements will form. This is exactly what we've been talking about. In order to become magnetic, we have to feel magnetic. We have to feel like we're the happiest we've ever been. And when we operate from a place of joy and love, brilliant things are attracted to us because we are naturally aligning with what our higher purpose is. And when we do that, that's when the universe, your spirit guides, and your highest self comes in to support you and help you move towards your goals. This was such a great affirmation to end this episode with. I really hope that this episode gave you some clarity and inspires you to become magnetic as fuck. Because when you truly decide that you want to be magnetic and that you want to be a happy person, that's when the magic starts. It's all about making that first shift in perspective. And once you shift your perspective, there's so much opportunity awaiting for you. If you guys enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share it in your story. Make sure to tag me at SoniaXSing and the You Are Blossoming podcast. Let's help spread the good vibes of this podcast. And if you're feeling generous, give it a rate and review. This really helps us stay relevant and gives us the opportunity for more people to find us. I hope you know that you have the power within you to truly become a magnetic person. And it all starts within you. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.